This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, this is Steve Sciarippa, better known as Bobby Bacala, and the Michael K. Show starts now, right here on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, do me a favor. Don't screw this thing up, would you?
Well, we're certainly trying to. Good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on a beautiful Monday. It's February 20th, 2023. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg. We're with you till 6:30 today, and we will pack everything into these 3.5 hours. Just everything that you'd want to know. This is one of those days that I don't know if 3.5 hours is long enough. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. I trust everybody had a good weekend. I hope they did. Peter, you were in another country.
I was.
Don, you enjoyed yourself at home. I got back from Florida, and boom, here we are, together and back and better than ever. How about that? Stealing from Greeny.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. And I can't believe the stories that are coming out about Giant quarterback Daniel Jones. We laughed, if you remember. I believe it was at Lawrence Tynes.
Yeah.
For saying that if he gets less than $40 million, his agent should be fired. Well, he fired his agents. Now, you can interpret that whichever way you want. His agent, since he came out of Duke, was CAA. And now he's gone with Athletes First, who I believe have gotten the top five contracts, or the five top contracts in the NFL when certain guys they had were free agents. So you can look at it two ways, guys. You could say CAA was asking for too much and Daniel Jones wants to stay there and he wants a more reasonable agent, or they weren't asking for enough and they were telling him to settle at maybe $35 million and he wants to break the bank. Now, on top of that, you lean toward the fact that he wants to break the bank because Mike Florio of Pro Football Focus, who's usually clued in on this, he said he has heard rumors that Daniel Jones wants $45 million a year. So that's our jumping off point for the day, $45 million a year. Now, the easy thing is we just franchise him, right?
Yeah.
But remember one thing. When you franchise him, you hurt your ability to bring other people in because your franchise number, whatever it may be, if it's 32.5, if it's $35 million, that is all on the cap. So when you have a multi-year deal, you can amortize out bonuses, and it doesn't even come close to being the total value of the contract on the cap that year. You kind of rob Peter to pay Paul down the line. But when you franchise somebody, that entire number goes on the cap. So if the Giants have $50 million in cap room, and then you franchise Daniel Jones, well, all of a sudden they have about $12 million, $15 million in cap room, and that is a real blow to them. They've got some decisions to make, Don. I know that you've got some strong opinions on this.
Well, I just think that 45 is too much. I was beginning to accept that you were going to have to really pay a lot considering the timing of this thing. And I was willing, you know, listen, between 30 and 35 million to me would have been fine. I've got no problem with that. He's a young quarterback. They're going to get him weapons, good coaching staff, won a playoff game. Between 30 and 35 seemed fair to me. And then I said, well, would I be willing to go between 35 and 40? It would really hurt. But as you said, Michael, what are the alternatives? The cap hit to the franchise tag. I probably would have said, okay, I'll give him 40. I wouldn't be happy with it, but I've got to draw a line, and my line would be 40. If he wants more than 40, then I'm going to have to franchise him. And if somebody takes him, I'll take the two first round picks and buy myself another year. Or just say, okay, we're good, and figure out another direction to go. I can't go over 40. That's me. For me, if I was Joe Shane, if I was a general manager in this league, 40 would be the line of demarcation.
Now, the interesting thing, though, is if they draw the line at 40, and then they just franchise him because he wants more than 40, then you're going to have other quarterbacks sign in the next year or so. Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. And then the number might go up to 55. So you're playing high-stakes roulette here where the number's only going to keep going up because what seemed outrageous, remember Dak Prescott's contract seemed outrageous. Not outrageous now. Patrick Mahomes, when he signed that half-a-billion-dollar contract, that's not outrageous at all for a player of his import and talent. He'd probably get so much more than that if he was a free agent right now. So the numbers never go down. That's the one stock market that never goes down, always goes up. Now, the Giants just have to decide, and it's a tough decision. Is this the guy to be paying that much money to? I don't think the Chiefs ever blinked about paying Mahomes that.
Of course not.
They knew he was that guy. Daniel Jones has had one good year for the Giants, and is he that guy to commit to that sort of money? It's a tough call. Now, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have had a honeymoon period, which they have earned. They have earned. There's no other way to put it. But, they made a big mistake not picking up a fifth-year option. Now, you can say, well, how did they know? Well, that's their job, is to know. So they gambled and they lost because he'd be signed this year for $22 million, and you'd be able to really improve your team. But he's not signed now. Now they're going to have to break the bank for the guy because they rolled the dice on him, and they didn't see it with their own eyes that this guy actually could be a player for them. And he had a really good year. He played every single game that he was allowed to play because of health. He didn't play that last game against the Eagles, and now they're going to get held up. And anybody who wants to rip Daniel Jones, stop yourself. He has every right to do this. He's playing within the system, and he knows that there are so many teams that need quarterbacks. In fact, the team on the other side of the stadium needs a quarterback as well. We'll get into that a little bit later on. The Jets could break the bank for him. Carolina could break the bank for him. There are teams that could break the bank for him. He knows that, and that's why he said, I'm going to get mine. And, you know, there's a saying out there, what Shane did, you know, he bleeped around, and now he finds out. He didn't give him the fifth-year option, and now he's paying for it. Literally paying for it.
We don't know.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Go ahead. Sure.
If he is, in fact, demanding $45 million, what would Bill Belichick do if this was in New England?
He'd cut him. He wouldn't cut him. He'd let him go.
And what do you think the Philadelphia Eagles would do?
Don't know.
Well, based on what we've seen over the last few years, my hunch is they let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd say, we'll find the next one. We'll be okay. And that's exactly what I do if I'm the Giants. I'm sorry. He had one good. He's had a few years to prove himself. This year he had a really nice year, which I know everyone just counts it like it was an exhibition and they didn't even have a right to be there. But he was completely outclassed in one playoff game, and that was it. And he's going to then turn around and demand 45. I get it. I understand that if he's great, you may end up having to pay him more later. I would either A, take the risk of that. Show me this year what you're going to do. Or move on altogether. I'm not getting completely bullied by Daniel Jones. It's one thing if the play had been Patrick Mahomes-like, or Joe Burrow-like, or even Jalen Hurts-like, but it hasn't been. We all know it hasn't been. It was better. He was good. You have to get your voice has to go up an octave when you talk about how Daniel Jones was, right? He was good.
Yeah.
He wasn't. Well, oh my God.
According to Paul Schwartz, the Giants want to give him a five-year deal at around $190 million, which comes out to $38 million a year.
Okay.
That's what they would like to do. As Michael said, it's cap-friendly. They can spread it around over 5 years. That's what they want to do. So, Michael, when you talk about the mistake they made not giving him the fifth-year option, we don't know how they feel about him even at this moment. You know, we can all make the assumption that with weapons he'll be better. They dumbed down this offense. They did a lot to try to accentuate his talents. Do we know that they know if they get him weapons, when he throws more, he's going to stay healthy, that he's not going to throw more interceptions, that the team will be as productive with these weapons with Daniel Jones? I don't know what they're thinking. If they're willing to go to 38 and he's asking for 45, that's a big difference. And the franchise also doesn't work for Daniel Jones because it goes the other way too. What if he falls on his face? What if he gets hurt again? I mean, he wants to avoid the franchise tag. So if I'm Daniel Jones, am I willing to get franchised and not take the $38 million a year over 5 years and take the chance of possibly getting hurt and be left with nothing? Or do I want to go for the big fish and get the big, huge contract that I might not necessarily get from the Giants and now who knows where I'll go? He wants to avoid the franchise tag too. So
that's
I think somewhere they can find it.
Giants have a little leverage.
Yeah.
That's collectively bargained. They could put the franchise tag, but the negative to them is it all goes on the cap. So it gives them a lot less money to get him the weapons that he desperately needs.
And that also works against Daniel Jones because now they can't get him the weapons that he needs and he can't use that extra year to parlay it into the $50, $55, $60 million contract
that is scaring you, Michael. Now they end up having a similar year last year, and then it's like, all right, well, he stayed healthy, but he didn't really improve, so I don't know if I can give him that money. I think at the end of the day, Jones could ask for 45. His agent could want 45. I think the Giants get what they want here.
I think you're right. I think they'll end up close to it. He's not going to be that stupid, and I don't think they'll have anything out there. I don't think they'll look at the market and reasonably think he'd get that elsewhere.
Yeah, it is funny, though. Like, money does expose what a person really is. You know, both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, you know, all about the team, good guy. This doesn't mean they're not good guys, but it is a flat-out business. So if I'm the Giants, it's a business for me, too. And Joe Shane and Brian Daboll might have put themselves in a little bit of a predicament because they had such a good first year. But, you know, we were talking before the show, Don, you know, said this is a rebuilding team. And you saw that in that game against the Eagles. They didn't belong on the field with the Eagles. So if Saquon is sitting at, I want 16 like McCaffrey, and Jones is sitting at, I want 45, if I'm the Giants, I go, no, I'm good. I mean, you know, Bradley Chubb's a pretty good running back, right?
Yeah.
He's taken in the second round. You can get a running back that's taken in the second and third round.
We've been saying it for years,
Good a guy as Saquon is, but I'm not giving him the same amount of money as McCaffrey. McCaffrey is a better player.
Now, maybe it's just a ploy by his agent. Hey, listen, they're willing to give you average annual value of $38 million a year. That's what 190 over 5 years divides to. Let's ask for 45. Maybe they'll say, okay, we'll give you 40. I mean, but the scary thing is if the Giants say, hey, we're just going to franchise you. We're not going to offer you 40. We're just going to franchise you. That's just as devastating, if not more so, to Daniel Jones than it is to the Giants. Because
now, they could franchise him by tomorrow. You could start to franchise people. Mm-hmm. And then you have until July to sign him.
Right.
But that holds that franchise tag, which means you cannot put that on Saquon Barkley.
Right.
So they've already offered Saquon Barkley, according to reports by Ian O'Connor, $12.5 million right before the trade deadline, a year, and he said no. So if you want 16, they were not that effusive in keeping him. They love him, but the one guy they said they want to keep is Daniel Jones. They didn't say that about Barkley, like, at all costs. They'll just let Barkley walk, and they'll take their chance.
Right. It's a bit of a PR nightmare to say that if you're the Giants, because he's such a popular kid. But at the end of the day, Michael, they're not going to break the bank for a running back. They're just not. But a quarterback is a different story. So I think if you ask me who's going to blink first, I think Jones will blink before the Giants.
I don't know, Donnie.
Because I just think franchising is not a good idea for Jones. It's not. Yeah, he could bet on himself. Well, he bet on himself last year, and it worked out to a point. Is he going to put the Giants in a tough spot to get him weapons that he desperately needs? Is he going to be able to stay healthy next year? He's still in a division with the Cowboys and the Eagles. We don't know that next year is going to be as good as last year. The schedule is going to be tougher. I mean, can you really – I understand these athletes have a ton of confidence in themselves, but can you bank on the fact that he's going to have that monster year and parlay it into more money than he was asking for this year? Or is there a chance we'll look at it and go, God, that Jones should have taken the money, man. That's not that great of a year. Hey, it works both ways. All the confidence you have, Michael, can you afford to take that chance if you're Daniel Jones? This is not Aaron Judge, where there's a very little chance to get hurt. You're a running quarterback in the NFL. You sprain your MCL in the first game of the season, bye-bye all your money. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's why they still have leverage. You know, it's not like they're without leverage and have to throw up their hands and give him whatever he wants. No. The leverage that Jones has, okay, you franchise me, then that money goes on the cap and you have less to spend. Now the Giants say, okay, we franchise you, then we have less money to spend to improve the team. You're not going to have as good a year.
Right.
And then you're not going to be getting as much money next year. So it goes both ways. Right. It could go back and forth. His leverage is he knows the Giants want him to sign a multi-year deal in order for them to amortize out the cost over a number of years and not have a big cap hit. But the Giants know I don't want to give him 45 a year, so we'll just franchise. There's a lot of it's fraught with problems on both sides.
But here's, and again, I'm talking right out of my rear end.
I love when you do that.
I'm just a lowly talk show host. I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not a quarterback in the NFL.
No.
But if I sat Daniel Jones down, if I was his dad, I'd say, "You're really going to run the risk to get $7 million more a year? You're going to sign a 5-year, $190 million contract. Yeah,
but you know,
I'd love
Don,
you
that's
to
how
get
they keep score.
Right, keep. But again, it doesn't come without risk.
Yep.
So go play under the franchise tag for $32 million, which will be $6 million less than you would earn if you signed the contract.
And hope you're good enough.
Go out there, hope you're good enough. Hope the Giants weren't just some fugazi team and these coaches are legit and this team's ready to take the next step and they're going to be able to afford to get you the weapons to be better. And let's hope a guy that, let's face it, had his share of injuries early in his career for a second consecutive season is going to be able to stay healthy. And if any of those things don't work out, Michael, he's not getting $45 million a year. He may not get $30 million a year. So if I were advising him, not that's talking as Giant fan, I'm just saying, for $7 million a year, are you willing to take that risk?
As a Giant fan, and let's say you're a Giant executive too, you're one of those rare people, would you rather franchise him and then have another team sign him and you get the two first-round draft picks? Or would you rather franchise him and have him stay?
Well, I think you'd rather have him stay.
But if you believe that Dable is the offensive whisper genius that you think he is, then Tyrod Taylor will start next year and they'll be fine.
Oh, I can make it work from this standpoint. And like I mentioned in our meeting, they're still in a rebuild. They've got a ton more things to do during the offseason. They've got to spend some money on weapons. They've got to strengthen this offensive line. I think this defense can use a thing or two. So they're still in the infancy of a rebuild, and I think we all believe in this coach and this general manager. And then I hand him two first-round picks when there are quarterbacks available. I mean, that's a nice consolation prize. Yes, I'd like to keep Daniel Jones, but if Peter, somebody gives us two first-round picks and is willing to sign him for $45 million,
here's the question.
Then I think I might take the chances on that.
We can actually do a pretty basic equation here because you can clearly look at risk versus reward for Daniel Jones. If the number they're offering him is 38 a year, Don, what you're saying, the high he would hope to get to would be 45 a year.
Yeah.
So then I'll ask you this. What's the low he could go to if the year goes bad? If the year is...
Well,
if the year goes bad without injury, I don't think he could go much lower.
Really? Even if he's like he was year two, let's say he puts the ball on the ground
Peter, look at it this way. We're going gaga over him and gooey over him, and they're offering him $38 million. He had 15 touchdowns last year.
Right, right. Hey, that's true.
But to answer Peter's question.
Let's just play the game.
If he ends up looking a lot like the quarterback from 2021 than in 2022, he becomes Baker Mayfield. He's making $15 million a year.
So then the answer to my question is, the risk is $23 million lost versus $7 million gained.
Yeah, that's what
to
I'm saying.
To me, that means you take the money.
From an analytic world, take the $38
million. Take the money. The odds are, I mean, now, of course, athletes believe, yeah, but I could also ball out and be Tom Brady next year. Yeah, you could. You could.
Yeah, but
you won't.
But the big example, Michael, is Aaron Judge bet on himself. Well, Aaron Judge didn't really have to worry too much about the Yankees and the state of the Yankees and their pitching staff and their bullpen, or even if their manager had a clue. Give him his four at-bats, he'll rake. The only thing he had to worry about was staying healthy.
Correct.
But Jones has to worry about, do they have money to get me weapons? Does this coach know what he's doing? Does this general manager know what he's doing?
Does the line hold up?
Yeah.
And then worry about your health.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Which also, your health is contingent on whether they protect him.
Now, $38 million a year in today's market, where it is right now, would make him, I believe, in the top 10, maybe 9 or 10 in terms of highest paid quarterbacks. But then when Burrow and Lawrence move up, then he's going to drop out of the top 10. And I'm sure it's an ego play. It's got to be an ego play. Because I've talked to a lot of people very familiar with what happened with the Giants. He was really ticked off at the Giants for not picking up that fifth year. So now he's going to make them pay.
Well, he might make himself pay in the process. Because honestly, guys, did anyone find fault with them not picking up the fifth-year option?
At the time?
Now, that was a blow to Daniel Jones's ego, but we would have a lot of red-hot Giant fans and three very confused talk show hosts if the Giants picked up that fifth-year option based off of what they saw in 2021. So he could be ticked off all he wants, Michael. He's still betting on himself, but it can come up snake eyes a lot easier than it can in other sports.
All right.
I wouldn't take the chance.
Let's give you the number, 1-800-919-3776. We're going to talk about the car visit that supposedly went very well. A lot of people are saying the Jets believe that Carr could take them to a championship. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about an absolutely abysmal NBA All-Star game. Wow, just awful. There's got to be a way to fix it. That wasn't even basketball. Jaylen Brown said it was a glorified layup line. And he nailed it. It was. It was a joke. That wasn't basketball. Yankees have met. Steve Cohen has spoken. Probably giving the Yankees a little bit of a pathway in the way that they should proceed moving forward as well. Well, we got a lot of stuff to do. I'm hoping that we have the time, but we'll make it. It's also Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. We have a couple of really, 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 really big hockey matches tonight. We have the Islanders at the Penguins at 7.
That's huge.
So that's on 10:50. It's huge. They have to beat the Penguins. That's one of the teams in front of them.
And it looks like Barzell's out for the year.
That's not good.
No.
That's not what you want. And then we have the Rangers and the Jets. So the Rangers went on a 4-game road trip, and they got 7 of a possible 8 points. They're on fire right now.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
However you consume it, we welcome you aboard. Now we'll take some phone calls talking about Daniel Jones. Reports out there that he's looking for $45 million. Other reports out there that the initial contract negotiations with the Giants did not go well. And when you put the two together, if he's asking for 45, I can see why it didn't go well. I could see why it didn't go well.
But you can kind of see where it's not like the Giants are falling all over themselves. Right? I mean, they probably see a lot of holes in his game. Right? This is not – with Burrow, it's easy to give him a contract. He went to a Super Bowl, and he went to a championship game. You know, it's a nice season. Listen, I'll defend him, Michael. It was a really nice season, a surprising season. I like the kid. I think there's some potential there. But if he's got his panties in a bunch over the fact that this team is that he's not making Burrow money or Allen money or Mahomes money, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Come on, man. Come back to me a little bit. I don't want to keep harping on the 15 touchdowns. He did rush for 7 touchdowns, but you still add them together. That's 22. Guys making north of $50 million are throwing for 35, 40 touchdowns a year, playing in Super Bowls, championship games.
The one thing that I'm intrigued about, and I wonder if you guys feel the same way, I think what Dable did and his staff, Kafka and the rest of the guys, I think they had him.
Kafka and them boys.
They had training wheels on him the whole year. They never let him loose. They never let him do anything outrageous. They had guardrails on this guy. Now, is that a $45 million quarterback? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And if they did this magic with Daniel Jones, who the previous 3 years was pedestrian at best and not available at worst, couldn't they do it with Tyrod Taylor?
Well, it doesn't even have to be Tyrod Taylor. Maybe they make a deal with Chicago and get Justin Fields.
But then you're talking about unbelievable draft capital. Everybody needs quarterbacks, it seems. So I don't know if you want to dive in the deep end and not have a quarterback at all.
But there are quarterbacks. If they make the decision tomorrow that they're not that they're going to go in a different direction, then they're in the pool with the Garoppolos and the Tannehills and the Cars, and even, you know, not Rodgers, obviously, because they're an NFC team.
But Don, don't you get the feeling those guys are not coming at a discount?
No,
so you'd have to feel a lot better about Carr and Garoppolo than you do about Jones, because I think both of those guys are going to get close to 40.
Right, but maybe I don't know how Shane feels, but if he's not, if he likes Jones but likes the other quarterbacks better, you know, or if he feels like I can work with anybody and make them win, then it goes the other way. Then I'll find a quarterback on the cheap and I'll try to win with him, and I'll be the guy that kind of pulls the strings. Or does he look at it and say, yeah, I'll be willing to go 40, 45, 50 if the quarterback's right, but Daniel Jones at 45 is not right.
All right, let's go to Craig in Lansing. Started off on the phone. What's up, Craig?
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you guys on this thought because, you know, you already brought it up, 15 touchdowns. I mean, that's the same as Marcus Mariota got. Three more touchdowns, he would have tied Andy Dalton and beat Davis Mills by one. But, you know, here's something else for you, fruit for thought. Can I get Cooper Rush for $6, $10 million? I mean, agree or disagree with that doesn't matter. But my whole thing is when you're talking about making the same money as Patrick Mahomes made last year, you got to wonder, and I don't know how they do scheduling anymore. I don't know if they have had the benefit of a 4-13 schedule or how that works, but they're not going to have – if it still is like that, they're not going to have that this year. So I think he's delusional. And I don't know you know, why, you know, well, he damn well better get a new agent, because it's going to take a hell of an agent to get that money for him. And I wonder what your guys' thoughts are on this. I'm dumbfounded that he would believe that when you look across, especially with this year having a really big crop of free agent quarterbacks, is he doing a boss move where, hey, look, you know what? Because here's what I thought. I'll tell you real quick, and then you guys tell me what you think. Is he doing this because he thinks they're going to have to franchise tag me and no one's going to be willing to give them two first round picks to get me? So it's going to put them in a precarious position where all the money's due, like you said, on the cap. I'm just wondering, is this a boss player move of some sort?
Well,
one thing
you're saying that's not true, though, you know, there are a load of free agent quarterbacks. Well, no. There's four or five and there's 12 teams that need quarterbacks. So he's doing the math. He's from Duke. He's pretty smart. They're going to be teams bidding on him. Now, I don't know if they'll bid to $45 million, but the advantage the Giants have, and I've always said this, when you see teams lose their own free agents, they know them better than anybody. They know the work they put in. They know what they've done to cover up some of the deficiencies in the game. Giants know better than anyone. Maybe he'll get the $45 million. From a desperate team. I can't see the Giants doing it.
And as far as the schedule's concerned, we don't know when the games will be played, but we know the opponents at home: Cowboys, Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Jets, Patriots, Rams, Seahawks. On the road: Cowboys, Eagles, Washington, Saints, Raiders, Cardinals, 49ers, Dolphins, and Bills.
And you also can't say he expects to make the same amount of money as Patrick Mahomes did this year. It's all different. Just consider, they're all making more money than Johnny Unitas, and they're all making more money than Joe Namath. I mean, just time moves on. So when you become, it's all about timing. Also, somebody had a great point. I think it was Ian O'Connor. Joe Namath got $425,000 from Sonny Werblin when he left Alabama. And Rodgers will make that under his present contract in the first 7 minutes of the first game. Times change.
Wow.
That arrow just keeps going up. Let's go to JJ in North Carolina. JJ. JJ.
Hello?
JJ. Double
Hello.
J.
Michael, Don, Peter, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I just want to say before I get to my point, you guys have, I've been listening to you guys since like high school. So you guys have really helped me come, I don't know, who I am now, a man, a senior in college now, looking to
wow,
get to work
nice.
Soon.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. But you guys, I've learned so much. I always use your guys' vernacular. Me and my dad always joke and laugh about it. And so I think I've gotten a lot smarter just by listening.
Yeah,
and
mostly listening to Michael.
Yeah, let's see how the point. Let's see how your questions go.
I was going to say, it was very well spoken, all three of you, not just Michael. But I think Daniel Jones has earned the right to negotiate a little bit, have some little wiggle room. I don't think he
he's going to get $40 million, but I think he's earned the right to actually, you know, he's a homegrown kid. It was actually one of Gettleman's decent picks, one of the things he left him with. And maybe he can, you know, earn, you know, 35 around there. But like Michael said, you gotta let this guy open the offense for him. He's got to throw like 30 times a game, like Herbert, 30, 35 times a game.
But here's the deal, JJ. Maybe they think if they open up the offense, he won't be the same quarterback. And the interceptions would go up and the quarterback rating would go down. Maybe they allowed him to do just what they think he can do. But they do want him. The fact that they're offering him $190 million for 4 years tells you they want him. So they do like him.
And he does have the right to negotiate his contract. We get that. For a fair deal. Fair is in the eye of the beholder. But there's a negativity that comes with that franchise tag, Michael. It's one thing. I'm going to ask for 45. Hopefully we settle on 40. You tick the Giants off, or the Giants feel like this is going nowhere fast. We're not going to get them for the money we want. We'll just franchise you. And I just don't know if that makes a lot of sense if I'm Daniel Jones. I think I would try to avoid that like the plague, quite honestly.
Let's go to Ed in Troy. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thanks.
Just want to let you guys know, I'm actually originally Ed from Waterford. Michael, you fumbled it last year, and it ended up being one of the drops in Drop Madness.
Look at that.
Okay. Oh,
Waterford.
Waterford.
Troy, let's go to Ed in Waterford. Let me try that again. Ed in Waterford. I still didn't say it right. Ed in Waterford.
Those R's kill me, Ed.
What?
What's up, Ed?
Nothing much. I think Daniel Jones should take the Tom Brady approach in New England. You know, just take a little bit of a hometown discount. You know, still make your money, good money, but put great players around you. Like, they're just going to make you better. You know, instead of getting greedy and, like Don said, you know, spitting kind of on the Giants' face, you go and get franchise tagged and you have a crappy season next year. Then you fumble the huge bag and then nobody's going to want to watch you. Yeah. Or they have you by, you know, the cojones, really.
It's always interesting, though, Ed, that, you know, Brady made so much money off the field. And then when he got married, his wife was making way more money than he was making anyway. So I don't know if there's a lot of quarterbacks would do that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't do it. That's why he's going to make $58 million next year. A lot of quarterbacks don't do it.
But it's going to come at the expense of him and his ability to parlay it into more money. Right? Because he's still a young guy. Even after these 5 years, Michael, he can get another big contract. We're not talking about signing a 10-year contract, right? So why couldn't he go out and get a bigger deal? Does he want to excel in those 5 years, have some weapons?
Now, Peter, I know you're our financial genius on the show, so
I break it down.
He wants 45. Giants are offering 38. Now, I did some work. You could correct me. I think $7 million with New York, New Jersey taxes, he'd only see $1.5 million anyway. So
no, that's I don't think that's the right math.
Oh, would it be 3.5?
It would be probably 4.
Really?
Probably get 4 of the 7.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was
still pretty good money.
Let's go to Clint in Central New Jersey. Clint.
Okay.
Clint.
Love the name Clint.
I don't know how many more times I can hear the word or the name Clint.
If you say Clint a lot, it just doesn't seem like a word.
I wish he'd been in Flint.
Clint
in Flint.
In Flint. That was Ron Howard's brother's name, by the way. Clint Howard.
Does everybody say it the way you're saying it?
No. I say Clint the way I say Titans.
You're a very strange man.
Let's go to Deke in Woodbridge.
Okay.
What's up, Deke?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right. So I am a Giants fan and a Daniel Jones fan, but when I heard that he is looking for $45 million, if I were the Giants, I would have just hung up the phone and just blocked him anywhere, because there's no way we're paying him that much money based just for what he did in 1 year. Now, I understand what, you know, people are going to say, oh, look what he had on offense, what he didn't have on offense. But at the same time, you really can't look at that year and expect him to be, you know, playing like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow next year. But if I can tell Daniel Jones one thing is this, like, if I were you, I would settle for 30, 35 million a year, and maybe even take a low year on your contract, maybe like a 2-year, and then the third year is the player option, because think about it. If he goes somewhere else to, let's say, Indianapolis, does he really want to go into a new system, new offensive scheme with new players where he has to rebuild the whole chemistry, go through the whole new playbook with a rookie head coach again, unproven head coach, where he can just come back to New York for $30, $35 million. He has that chemistry built with the players and the coaches and kind of re-up his free agency status.
Deke, I love you. I've loved you for years, but why should he take 2 years? Why? When he could get five. Why would he do that? Why would anybody? And why should he take 30? They're offering him $38 million a year. Why should he take 30? Well, is he representing little sisters of the poor? No. Why would he take $30 million?
If you want to say he should accept the rumored offer of 5 years, $190 million, but why should he go lower than that? You already got the 38 in your hand a year. Why would you go lower?
Yeah, I was listening to Bart and Hahn with Dan Grasso and Bart, and somebody called in and said, you know, he's taking a low amount for two. I mean, why? These are fans of teams. They're not the businessmen that these quarterbacks and the agents are. Why would you ever do that when you can get much more? Even if, okay, he has to go to Indianapolis, right, and struggle under a first-year coach. But if he's making $40 million a year, I think he'll be all right. He'll be okay. I mean, it is a business for them. They want to, like, make institutional money for their family.
Come on.
30 million. Come on, Deke. Come back to us.
Come back to us, Deke.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on? Love the show, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Just a quick one. You know, quarterbacks are at a premium right now. And I just tell you straight up, I'm not a big Daniel Jones fan. Y'all probably heard it before. But he's going to ask for the world right now. And guess what? he got the Giants by the cojones right now.
Not at
because
all.
I think he does.
Nope.
Because what's out there?
He'll find something else. Rather than pay $45 million, never pay for somebody that you don't think is worth that kind of money. Now, there's options. They can franchise him. They'll franchise him, Michael, before they'll go into next season without a quarterback. They will take chances on getting two first-round picks, but they'll find another quarterback in the process that'll be decent, or somebody that may not be as good as Daniel Jones, but they'll still have two first-round picks in the process of losing Jones. That's why I don't think he's got them the way the caller described it, Michael, because I don't think he wants to be franchised. He shouldn't want to be franchised.
No one
does. And the
Giants
know they have that in their pocket. It may hurt from a salary cap standpoint, but they will do that so they're not without a quarterback. Jones should know that. Now, if it works out for him and he ends up having a tremendous year and the Giants have to pay through the nose the next year, that's a nice problem to have, right? Because if he turns out to be a star quarterback, well, then you pay him. But he could also turn out to be what he was before Dable and Shane got there, and then you're looking at a guy that's, you know, making deserves $15 or $20 million. Does he want to take that chance?
Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Hello, Joseph.
Gentlemen, I hope all is well with every single one of you. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Michael, that's a very nice shirt or sweater that you're wearing.
Thank you
very
much.
It's about time.
You're very welcome. One quick thing, gentlemen, I'll let you go. If Daniel Jones decides to sign the franchise tag for whatever, $45 million, and has a down year, he just lost his $150 million for the following 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
I really do think that, like, the risk versus reward breakdown of this is a very clear and decisive take the money.
And it's not, the franchise isn't for 45, it'd be for 32 and a half, I think. And then if you do the exclusive franchise, that gets up into the 40s where no one can get you even for two first round draft picks. But I think the Giants would give him the lower one And if somebody wants to give him two first-round draft picks, they'll take it. But it's not 45. Let's go to Frank in Central New Jersey. Frank.
How you doing today, fellas? A couple of quick things. I think Jones should take a page out of Judge's playbook and welcome the franchise tag. Get them into the second round next year with building the team completely, and then it can go for the gusto.
Why not go for the gusto now, Frank?
Because they're not going to give it to him now. I think the offer that they're giving him is very fair. Let's face it, he's not a pocket quarterback. He's a running quarterback. Take the money they're offering you. He's one bad hit from career or season-ending injuries, God forbid, and then he's not going to get anything. If he's not willing to go that route, and it's going to happen quick within the next couple of weeks, I think then the Giants should take a real strong look at Derek Carr. Great option, and he'll give him 5 good years, I do believe. And Carr's going to go quick.
He was going to make $40 million this year with the Raiders. So they released him. So he's going to start right there, especially with the dire need that people have for quarterbacks. He's not coming cheap. And also everybody says he should do what Aaron Judge did. He did that this past season.
Yeah.
That was his Aaron Judge bet on yourself season. Because when they didn't pick up the fifth-year option, which will turn out to be a huge mistake for them, although none of us criticized it at the time, but they're supposed to be smarter than us. When they didn't pick up that fifth-year option, he went out and had to prove himself and make the money. He had his Aaron Judge season. Now, he didn't hit 62 home runs, but he stayed healthy, and he certainly intoxicated a lot of people,
yeah,
including himself.
But not to this extent. I can't imagine there's anybody out there that is, A, willing to give up two first-round picks for him if the Giants franchise him. Because remember, not only do you have to give up the two first-round picks, you're going to have to give him what he wants in a contract.
Yep.
So you're telling me there's a team out there that's going to give him two first-round picks and $45 million? No shot. I'm not even sure there's a team that would give him $45 million. So I don't know where this is coming from, unless he's just trying to highball the Giants into hoping that they drop down into 40, steal a couple of extra million dollars a year out of the Giants. But it's a dangerous game you play, because it's not like, all right, well, then we'll just give you the 38. They can get ticked off and franchise you. So I'm really surprised by this, honestly. You could make the case, Michael, that $38 million a year is excessive. That maybe the Giants are being generous offering him 5 years, $190 million. So I'm a little shocked that that's not enough for him, aren't you?
Well, I think when it comes, I said this at the beginning of the show, I'm not going to criticize that. You can ask for whatever you want. You know, maybe this is just negotiating. He's asking for 45 right. because he wants 40, but you could ask for whatever you want, and we'll see how it turns out for him.
But
if he has agents like Athletes First, they're pretty good at this. They probably know who wants Daniel Jones and who doesn't and what kind of money's available for him. I don't think he would have asked for 45 unless he thought 45 was out there. Although, you can ask for whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's what are they going to give you?
But the risk is that In other sports, it'll be, okay, then we'll give you the $38 million.
Mm-hmm.
But here, the Giants could say, all right, we're going to franchise you. Do you really want that trap door? Because that's the poison pill in this whole thing. Do you really want to tick the Giants off to where now, all right, we're not going to give you, we're taking the $190 million off the table, we're going to franchise you, we're going to take a chance. If I'm his agent, I'm advising against that. But
and
maybe
a lot of players, the leverage they have against the franchise tag is they won't report, or they won't go to the non-mandatory practices. Well, then if you're a quarterback, you're cutting off your nose.
No,
to your
he's
face.
Only hurting himself.
So he doesn't, like Quinnen Williams said, if the Jets don't redo his contract, he's not reporting. That's always an option.
Okay.
A quarterback can't do that because you're going to destroy your whole year.
Right. I mean, like a defensive player can do that. It'll stink, but you know, maybe he gets off to a bit of a slow start. But a quarterback in that kind of a year, can you deserve to put yourself behind the eight ball like that? This is surprising to me. But as you said, his agent knows. He knows who else is interested. He must have a feeling that that either the Giants aren't going to franchise him and he'll get a couple of extra million dollars a year. Or Peter, maybe he just believes, my client believes that if you franchise him, he will make you pay dearly.
Or it's a new agent who promised that they're going to get this, and they may not know if they're going to get it or not, but that's how they were able to get him. They were like, oh, really? CAA says they can't do it for you? We can. All right, well, let's see.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.